Life's Like an Hourglass, written by Loveless Knorr and read by Eos Rose. Griffin knows time's running out. It's not like he's got an hourglass or anything, grains of sand counting out the seconds, minutes, hours, days he's got left to live. But he can feel it in his bones and in his soul. He feels it in the way long broken and healed bones are starting to ache. The way old scar tissue feels too tight for his skin. Sees it in the way bruises come too quickly and take too long to fade, in the way his blood spills more easily and wounds don't seem to close without an unreasonable amount of care. Knows it by the way he's not so quick anything anymore. Quick to anger, quick to jump, quick with his tongue and quick to hurt, quick to pull David down onto the bed with him, and too quick for David's unhurried ways. No, these days he relishes the peace between them, and the quiet. He even loves the way David's always tried to love him, slowly, carefully, properly. And even though Griffin had given up rushing him years ago, now he begs for David to take his time. Griffin wants to do things the long way now, while he's still got a little time. He knows better than to hope for a world where jumpers can grow to old age, in his lifetime or anyone's. But he can't help but feel a little wistful. And even though he knows it's inevitable, he's not going to wait for death to come to him. Even though he doesn't fight them so much these days, he's not going to go out without a fight. Even though he's learned to enjoy taking things slow, he plans to be running when the last grain of sand falls. The end.